comedy mushroom cult podcast. I wrote on my coffee cup because I'm a fucking loser. Swore in the first 2 seconds. Why change the fucking recipe, guys? We're back. We're better than sometimes. Coffee. Sorry for the sunglasses. The sun never sets on a badass. I was supposed to work today. We'll get to work in a minute. I was supposed to work today. And it was like volunteer basis. And yesterday I was all gung ho. And I was like, do you know what? We're going to fucking do it. 3 weeks in a row, 3 days off total, this entire year so far. Fuck it, we'll go back to work after 2 days off. That's almost as much rest as we've had all fucking year. But we woke up, and it seems like the sinus infection that I get every year, I'm finally pushing it off a little bit, or I finally am becoming susceptible to it. Sorry for adjusting my hat. Maybe you like the ASMR of this. This is a good ASMR. Welcome back to the Comedy Mushroom Cult podcast. You've been such a good girl. Here's some ASMR. All right. That was intensely sexual for somebody who pays attention to this. This podcast. There's always one person who pays attention to something that can find something sexual about anything. But we will get there. I'm back. I'm excited. I'm excited to be doing this. This is going to be kind of a State of the Union episode where the orange juice Donald Trump came out and did like a big press conference as like his like 1 year in office and touting everything that he's done for the country yesterday, and most of it was just like, here's all the brown people that we've abducted and killed, and that's a good thing. So like this I guess compared to that might be more well thought out, which is a strange place for our country to be, that me just jumping on a microphone after what, 3 months of not doing one of these, is more organized than what the president of the United States decided to do. I'm a little rusty, if you can't tell. I've been off a microphone most of this year. We're 21 days deep, 3 weeks into the new year, and I have done exactly 3 sets. And there's like real world reasons behind it. I work at Soldier Field. Fucking dox me, I don't care. I work in the suites, and it has been, the Bears have been on like a historic run. The first time winning a playoff game in, fuck, I don't remember how long. I knew that there was a thing. Was it 07 when they went to the Super Bowl? So like one more time since then have they won a playoff game? Caleb Williams is the fucking man. You can't throw that last interception in overtime. I don't care if DJ Moore just kind of gave up on the route. You kind of have to, I don't know. You know what I mean? We can't throw that, but it's okay. First, it's his second year in the league. First year under this offense. He's going to be fine. He's shown this year that he's the fucking man. And I said it last year when like a bunch of Bears fans were pissed at me when I was like, hey guys, this year's not the year. We're like a year or two away. We get Ben Johnson in. We got good, better, best up on the wall. full disclosure, part of the reason why I haven't done this podcast in a few months, I think I alluded to it the last episode that we did, but I ended a very long-term, unhealthy relationship. And part of the great way that she decided to break up with me is come in and just, like, pillage the place when I wasn't here. I knew she was going to be here, and I guess shame on me for letting an ex into where I live, and letting her take what she just decided that she wanted to take. And some of that is, like, the wall art. And you can't see behind the camera, but, like, you know those, like, sticky strips that aren't supposed to damage the wall? Like, my wall is just covered with those. And I'm afraid to take them off because there's, like, also just, like, giant chunks of paint missing. And I think that's way more sad than having the old Velcro strips up. Because the old Velcro strips mean that I could, like, hang something there, you know? I can use the foundation that has already been laid to, like, make my space mine and better and make it clean and make it more me. Hence the good, better, best playoff towel that I put up today to cover up some strips. Because I've been like, hey, I don't know what I want to put up there, and I also don't want to have to talk about why it's bare there. But now I can talk about why it's bears there. But no, I like Ben Johnson, good, better, best. Never let it rest until your good gets better and your better becomes best. It's a good way to live a life. God, is it stressful. We don't need to be doing that all the time, you know? Let me turn the timer off. It's stressing me out. I've already killed 5 minutes, you know? Like, that's kind of how it works. But yeah, like, it's been nice. It's been nice to, like, remove myself. And every once in a while, you know, you just, like, overextend yourself in this comedy shit. And, I just rolled over to 11 years, on December 23rd, of last year. That used to be my, like, little joke, is I would know that it's getting close to my comedy anniversary when fake Christmas songs start coming out. Like, whenever somebody decides to make, like, a shitty Christmas joke, or, like, equate Santa to Satan, or, like, write their own version of Jingle Bells, but the bells are either boobs or balls, you know? Like, something. See, I just, like, wrote somebody's hack Christmas act in 30 seconds. And I knew, like, that's when I know my comedy anniversary's coming up. And it's just, it's become easier to get burnt out now that I'm, like, actually chasing it. And that's, like, one of my, like, big things that I tell people anytime they're, like, feeling burnout is just, like, take a break. Like, you don't have to tell anybody. You don't have to, like, make it a big fucking thing. You don't have to, like, fake quit like everybody does, you know? Like, we all know that you're coming back. Like, you don't need to, like, do, you know what I mean? Like, you don't need to do the whole, like, you know, comedy's becoming too much for me right now, and I'm, like, dealing with a bunch of shit, and, like, this is the easiest thing to put down and come back to, and blah, blah, blah. And it is, like, you know, and it's, like, I've done it in kind of a veiled way. Like, I've not been at open mics enough for people to, like, text me and ask me where I've been. But, I mean, I don't know. I've done 3 sets this year. One was at an open mic and 2 were shows. I was underwhelmed by how I did the one show. It was a perfectly fine set after not doing comedy for, like, 3 weeks. And then the other one, I just fucking destroyed a room in the fucking suburbs for 25 minutes. So, I mean, it's, like, one of those, I don't know, you know what I mean? Where it's like, hey, I can put this down and come back to it when I have my brain ready for it. And one of the big reasons why I didn't do it is, like, I have this fucking apartment I have to pay for. If somebody wants to sublease this apartment and make my life 1,000 times easier, the rent's too much. I understand that it's high rent, but it's a nice one-bedroom apartment close to the lake. Forget about the quote-unquote water bugs that show up seasonally. That's just because you live next to the lake, is what the fucking apartment guy said to me. Like, as a selling feature, they should put that in there. Like, hey, you're very close to the lake, but what will happen is you will get fucking American cockroaches every once in a while. But rest assured, they're not the German ones. The German ones are the small ones that, like, eat the food that you want. The American ones are, like, the big ones that they put on TV to scare everybody. But they, like, won't, you know what I mean? Like, it's a weird sales tactic. But, like, other than that, I mean, the amount that I've seen in the last year and a half is, I don't know, less than 10 total. So I guess, like, if that's an upgrade from where you're living now, come live here. We got a door guy. I forget his name right now. He's nice. He's been here the whole time. Complimented his haircut, and he tried to talk me into a frohawk. Fauxhawk? Fauxhawk today. And I just, you know, we can't do it. We're not doing a fauxhawk. I don't care if it would look good. I'm getting a haircut on Friday. That's why I've got the hat on. Sunglasses is because the fucking sinus situation. I don't know if I can feel it in my voice. I don't know if you can notice it in my voice. You don't pay attention to my voice as much as I do. It's how I make money sometimes. But, like, the headache is no bueno, as the people would say. But, no, I'm excited. I'm excited to be doing this. But yeah, the playoff push was cool. I mean, working sucks. But it's like one of those, like, I don't know if this is going to make sense to anybody who is not trying to do some venture in their life that's not like just work and pay bills and like have a house and kids and whatnot. But like, I understand, like, just off of like a 3-week break from like being in the rat race of comedy and like trying to do the impossible, really, you kind of like get gaslit into like, no, I can fucking pull this off. And like, everybody else in the world is weird. But no, we're doing the weird thing. And it's kind of nice that like living a normal life is a vacation to this bullshit. Like getting up, riding the bus or the train to work, working all day, getting home, having like a little bit of weed or like having a nice dinner and then fucking going to bed and waking up and doing it the next day. And then like you treat yourself, you know, like you actually have expendable income for like the first time in like a year. And you go out to, like, a nice dinner. You go see friends. You fucking kick it. You can buy a gift for your nice new girlfriend. Like, you could do things like that. And, like, I don't know. It's, I can see how people fall for that trap. It's kind of nice. But then, of course, I did, like, a mediocre set a couple weeks ago. And I was like, nope, this is all I care about. Like, it's a very, like, it's a sickness. And I don't think enough people talk about it that way. Like, if I could just live with the validation of, like, doing a good job at my dumb job. Like, I'm really good at my fucking... I got a handwritten note from somebody at the Bears about being, like, one of the best at my job. And I got, like, a cool Bears sweatshirt. I got this cool hat for free. Like, it's nice. Like, you can... Like, you... It's one of those, like... If you like instant gratification, try stand-up comedy. If you love instant gratification, try a real job. Because, like, you can just, like, see your bank account grow instead of going the opposite way. Where, like, stand-up, it's like, hey, man, I just made $200. I'm fucking murdering it. And you're like, oh, yeah, but my rent's, like, 10 times that. So I need to get 10 of those $200 gigs. Or I can just go to my day job for, like, 2 weeks in a row. And, like, my rent's paid now. Like, I don't have to, like, I get paid probably here. It probably hit my account while I'm talking right now. And I can just turn around and pay my fucking rent. For, like, the first time in ever. Like, I don't have to, like, scrape it together. Huh? Like, who, what? You're telling me that's a possibility? Like, I could have done this the whole time? And, I mean, I started comedy late. Like, but that's when I was, like, super into drinking, too. So it was, like... Oh, all my money, like, I can go get hammered all the time, and then I can, like, squeak out this, like, $400 of rent. And, I mean, that's 2012 or 13, when $400 of rent meant something instead of the $1,800 that I have to pay in fucking Chicago right now. But it makes sense why people do it. Like, it's one of the, and I think it's going to help me, because it's, like, the first time, and, I mean, I've done it, like, during COVID, I did it. I quiet quit for a little bit before quiet quitting was, like, a real thing. Like, I decided that I was going to quit comedy, and I just didn't tell anybody because, again, I'm not a fucking loser. like, I mean, that's what it comes down to so much. It's, like, and what I'm so sick of is, like, the attention getting. Like, we need attention all the fucking time. We need to be in front of everything all the... Like, what happened to Mystique? Remember when, like, rock stars used to be cool because you'd be like, I heard he did this, I heard he did that. Like, David Bowie was way cooler before we knew he was banging teenagers. Kanye West was way cooler before we knew he was a Nazi. Like, yeah, no wonder why they did this cool art. They had to, like, do something crazy to make sure that they didn't get arrested. Like, no wonder why they do this shit. But if you're, like, trying to live a good life and you're trying to just, like, put your art out there and trying to, like, do something cool and interesting, but you don't want to be a fucking social media whore, like, it's not for you now. And, like, I'm going to get to my little plan of what I'm going for here coming soon, but, like, fuck me, you know? Like, that can burn you out. And it's just, like, and then you see the people start getting a little bit of traction. It doesn't happen a lot. A lot of people, like, especially my generation, if I put it out, you might have heard me singing Afterlife of the Party by Fall Out Boy in the beginning. I don't know if it sounds good. We'll see. It sounded like I was fucking nailing it to me. But I'm not good at singing, so we'll see. But, like, my generation, like, if we pop, we're like, yes, finally, I made it. But I'm seeing, like, Gen Z people being like, hey, don't fucking, like, I want to be in control of my image. And it's like, bitch, you're putting your image out there. Like, you've been being an attention whore the whole time. Now you're getting attention and people are calling you a whore and you're, like, mad about it? Like, what are we talking, what are we doing as a society? Not even as a profession, just as a society. We're like, oh, everybody's got to be an attention whore. But once you get the attention, what are you going to do with it? You know? And it's just like, fuck off. And it's just so easy. Like, you can just remove yourself from it. And that's kind of what I've done for the last 3 weeks. But then it's like, how am I going to be bitter and angry and, like, bitter's not even the word. Disenfranchised is probably more the word. Because bitter has, like, a negative connotation to it. We're like, people say it to me of, like, being, like, disgruntled or being bitter or being jaded. It's like, it's not jaded. It's just, like, maybe you don't have the ability to look at what you're doing from the outside. You know what I mean? Like, you're so lost in the trees that you can't see the woods. And, like, the fucking woods are in, it's crazy that you're in the woods. It's absolutely insane. And you're like, but this tree's, like, keeping this marker of this tree is what's going to get me out of the woods. And I'm gonna be, and it's like, nah, you just have to remove yourself from it and look at it and just be like, oh, what I'm doing is fucking insane. And me telling other people to do it is even more insane. Like, somebody that I genuinely believe is a good person who's been doing this for a quarter of the amount of time that I've been doing it told me I need to work on my consistency the other day. And it's like, bitch, I'm making art here. I'm not, like, consistency. I'm not going to the gym. I'm going to the gym every other day. That's consistency. I'm writing almost every day. That's consistency. Are you saying that I need to be consistently better online or be consistently better at open mics? What are you talking about? Like, this is art. This isn't a fucking LinkedIn post. Like, oh, you have to make sure that you're hitting the ratios and you're hitting the right times and to be the most fucking productive and get the most impact and reach them, get the most engaged. And it's like, fuck off, guys. Like, we all, like, you know that this is going away. Not like even, like, the internet's a fad. Like, it's all going away. Like, you know that this is all going away very soon. And you're all, like, instead of saying something worth saying or doing something worth doing, you're, like, making bullshit for the fucking square. That's what I'm doing right now, right? But I hope I'm doing it in a better way. Like, that's kind of what, like, I need to stop bitching about it. Like, where I'm at in comedy. And then something that I've had to, like, look at. And that's only something that you can do when you remove yourself. And, like, just how unhappy I am in how things are set up currently and, like, how all of this bullshit's out there and people think, like, that's comedy. Like, you go to a comedy show and people think that they are part of the show because people put fucking crowd work clips in or, like, the little fumbly bumbly bullshit that people put out or, like, a bad joke or, like, some sort of, like, oh, a drink. Like, people think that they're part of the show. And, like, the way that I do comedy, like, the people are part of the show, but in a way that, like, hey, we're all in a room together. Let's not pretend that you're at the movies. But, like, also, like, you're not part of the show. You paid to be here. You're not part of the show. And that's also, like, the people on stage that are doing fucking crowd work videos or doing fucking shit for clips and, like, staring right down the barrel of their phone while they're doing a stand-up set that, like, other people are in the room who aren't laughing. Like, they're not having fun. They fucking paid to be there. Guess who didn't? Like, this is fucking free. This is why, like, and again, disdain's not the word. Jaded isn't the word. Disenfranchised is probably the word. That's why I do this fucking podcast with a little bit of an attitude, is because it's for fucking free. This is for, like, why would I try to, like, zhuzh up something I'm making for you for free? This is a bonus. Like, the fact that you can turn on your fucking phone and, like, somebody who's put in over a decade into being really good at their art is willing to talk to you one-on-one, basically, about how they feel about life in a semi-funny way. Like, do you understand how fucking spoiled you are? And, like, to think that we need to move anything to you? That's insane. Do you know what a good way to see what you want to be made is made? Is to do it yourself. You want to see more fucking slop? Make more slop. Do that for yourself. You got a fucking camera on your phone. But on this channel, we're going to try to do something a little bit better. Maybe the numbers will be lower. Maybe it's four less people. But, like, that's who I need to find, is my people who are doing it. And, like, I'm doing this shit for free for you. Like, it'd be nice if you shared it. I know that I, like, have playfully, like, poked you to share it before. But, like, there's no reason that I'm seeing people who couldn't follow me get more views and likes because people are afraid to share something that isn't, like, algorithm-friendly. Like, oh, if I share that, that'll, like, not get seen. Like, who gives a fuck? Look at who's, like, the most famous people in the world right now, especially in stand-up. Jordan Jensen, fucking Shane Gillis, Nate Bargatze, all three people who do it a different way, but nobody else does it like them. And we're all worried about making things that fit into silos? Like, no. But then I also can't sit and bitch about it and be a bad example of, like, shelling up and not putting that out in the world because I'm afraid to do it. So, I mean, I'm committing to putting more videos in. I'm doing more content or, like, putting more videos up and just kind of, like, sending it and being like, do you know what? Fuck it. It's out there now. You know? Like, it's there. Somebody can find it. And it's a it's time and time again. Like, I've found, like, every time I go with my gut on, like, what somebody needs to see, that's kind of where it is. Like, there is a thing for me. And maybe it's not as much because people are afraid to be real. And it's not even like I'm hashtag real, man. Like, no, it's people are terrified of, like, the real aspects of life. Like, the world is so dark all the time. And I love to make fun of that dark shit. And I think that that's, like, I mean, my stupid little fucking note here is, like, risk versus reward of comedy. Like, the reward of selling your dreams is comfort, man. It's so easy to get in that cocoon. It's so easy just to fucking chill. And, like, I don't know, clock in, clock out, come home, watch the football game, smoke a little weed, go to sleep, rinse, repeat, have sex. Like, it's fun. It's a great life, man. But, like, I've been doing it for 3 weeks, and I already want to kill myself from it. Like, you know, like, how do you guys do it every single day? You just sell every part of what you believe in just so you can keep a paycheck going? Like, no. Like, the risk versus the reward. Like, I don't know. Like, we got to put it out there, and we got to be happy about it, and we got to, like, detach ourselves from the result of it. But, like, I don't know. There's got to be a place for people who actually like good shit. But, like, I've been getting proved wrong and wrong over and over again. Where we have, like, Zionist weirdos who just have a big ass and a nice face, have tens of thousands of Instagram followers because they fucking pipe in crowd noise over, like, they pipe in applause, like, fake applause over their shitty stand-up clips. Like, I was in the room, bitch. I know that it didn't get a laugh. I've seen you kind of do well maybe once or twice. But God, do your Instagram views pop, because you know how to dress on stage, and you know how to edit in laughter. I mean, maybe edit other people's fucking videos, but I don't know. We're just, it's kind of, and it's, I had a conversation with my comic friend, Bronwyn Galloway. She's going to be an incredible star. Unfortunately, I spotted it first, and now I'm attached to it for a while. Until she realizes that I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. We also, like, I don't know. We're not going deep into, like, our fucking comedy conversations. But, like, the Scrubs meme where JD tells Dr. Cox of, like, I want to be you, but a more successful you, is, like, a conversation that we've had. And it's like, yeah, man, I'm fine being Dr. Cox in this. He ends up being, like, the head of surgery or whatever the fuck anyways. It just takes a little bit longer. But, no, it's one of those, like, I don't, like, fuck, what was the point of it? I don't know. It doesn't really even matter. It's one of those, like, oh, that's what, like, I opened up to like the scene more. And I was like, I'm going to be like a scene person. I'm going to be hanging around. I'm going to be part of it. I can bitch about the scene, but I'm not like part of it really. And I haven't really given them a shot of doing it. And what it does is it opens you up to opinions from people who shouldn't even be fucking bringing you a diet. Like, they shouldn't be bartending at the open mic that they have at their fucking bar. You know what I mean? Like, they shouldn't even be allowed to be in the room. And then all of a sudden, just because they can put together a flyer and do coke in the bathroom and fucking can say a quip from time to time, they think that they have, like they've never even seen the stages that you've been on. And they think that they can give you advice. And it's insane. It's, like, absolutely, and it's, like, oh, okay. So, like, this is what's gonna happen when I fuck. I'm Becca from fucking Pitch Perfect, okay? Like, this is what I get for trying to be friends with you fucking idiots. Is, like, hey, I'm trying to pass along some game. Sometimes people that, like, I've helped rewrite and write people's jokes so many times. Enough for them to, like, just send them to me and be, like, hey, can you work on this? And then, like, the next week be like, well, this is how I got this. It's like, you got this because I fucking wrote your set, bitch. Like, what are you talking about? Like, I taught you how to write a joke 2 weeks ago. You're just pretty. And I'm talking about a man. You know, like, it's like, hey, people like hanging out with you and you give them stage time on your fucking shitty show that nobody comes to. That's why you're on their shitty show. You're not doing anything exciting. I've seen 100 of you. But also, the 100 of you are getting more attention online because it's a bunch of other uninspiring fucking losers that are sharing it. Like, you're doing this until you get married and have kids and, like, get the job that you want. I'm doing this because I'm fucking dedicated to the craft and, like, trying to do art and trying to bring some brightness to the world. You're just trying to go out and have party time. And it, like, wears on you. But, like, you can't, like, judge them unless you're part of it. And then you become part of it, and you're like, no, this is 100% what it is. So, I don't know. Like, it's one of those, like, I need to be open more and let more people in. But I think part of, like, especially since I quit drinking, and especially since my move from Milwaukee, where when I showed up in Milwaukee, I talked a lot of shit. Like, just right off the rip. A lot of, like, you guys aren't, because, I mean, a lot of them weren't and still aren't shit. Shout out to, like, the 5 people that know that I love them up there because they're actually good at what they're doing and not, like, boisterous and telling new comics bad advice. And, like, actually, whatever. Who gives a fuck? They know who I'm talking about. But, like, now I come down here and there's just, it's the same as everywhere. Like, you can find good people, and I found good people, and I know my people, and it's good. And, like, I have my people. And it's like, okay, so why are we trying to make these people like me? Like, why are we not, like, cool, this person's not going to, like, that person was never going to book me anyways. Why am I not talking more shit about them and, like, letting other people know that they're not shit? You know what I mean? I don't know. But whatever. We're going to speak our mind more. We're going to put it out too. We're going to make sure that people see it. We're not just going to talk shit in obscurity forever. And maybe it'll backfire. Who knows? I mean, it can't, like, what are you going to do? Book me less fucking garbage comics and fucking people in fingerless gloves who are just around because they sell coke? Like, what are you going to do when we get fucking healthcare for all and comics are able to get Adderall or Vyvanse for free? Like, you're not going to be able to sell coke anymore. And then people are going to be like, oh, you're not good at this. Like, you've just been fun to hang around because you brought the drugs and you give me some for free sometimes. Duh. But I don't know. Like, that's, I think that's a big part of, like, I did take, like, not a big break. Like, a 10, 12-day break off of smoking weed. Just because, like, anything, you get into a habit and it becomes a habit. That's not good for anything. Especially since I have, like, experience coming off of, like, alcohol and shit. And, like, there's a difference between, like, there's, like, a tolerance break, and then there's, like, a break because you're like, all right, I'm doing too much here. I need to fucking chill. I need to reset. I'm using this to get over a breakup, and I just, like, fell into the habit of it. And you can, like, relook at, like, a lot of the fucking problems in your life, and you can look back at a lot of shit, like, oh, okay, maybe my social circle doesn't need to be bigger. It just, I need to, like, be less guarded about adding to it. Make good decisions. Like, you don't have to just, like, make the decision that's going to give you the fucking thing that you want quicker. Because, I was out late with people all the time, getting talked into going to second locations and shit. And it's like, nah, I'm good. I don't need to do it. But then you go because you don't, like, you quote-unquote don't have anything else to do. And it's like, nah, you need to go home and fucking take care of yourself. And, like, maybe work out. Maybe, like, fucking go to the grocery store. Maybe try doing some laundry. Like, what do we, like, why are you, it doesn't need to be the fucking party all the time. And sometimes you just need to step out of that, too. But I've been working out, not like a madman. I just hit up Reagan Nimala, speaking of people who I love to death in Milwaukee. One of the best comics in the Midwest, if not the country, definitely Milwaukee. But she's helping me with, like, some dumbbell workouts because I've been working out more regularly and I want to do better at it. I've also picked up vaping a little bit. I don't know if you're allowed to do that on the internet, but, like, who gives a fuck? What, you're going to demonetize me when I don't make any money off of this? I don't know. So that's kind of the state of the union. We're back. I would love to say that we're better than ever, but, like, the biggest thing is we're taking the governor off. Like, I've told people, and it's a good thing for, like, newer people who are, like, playing with weird shit, is, like, hey, you can throw a 110-mile-an-hour fastball, but it doesn't mean anything if it's not going over the plate where people even have a shot of swinging at it, right? Why not throw it at 95 and put it right over the plate where people can understand it? Because you're still getting there. But now it's just kind of like, and I mean, there's an artful, I'm not just going to go up there and tell people they're fucking stupid. Like, who are we talking about here? I know how to do fucking, if anybody can do it, it's me. But you know what? You know exactly what I mean. It's like, I don't care if it makes people uncomfortable. That's part of the comedy, is being uncomfortable and laughing at it. Like, my set last week, there was a whole corner of people who obviously voted for Trump and signed up for, like, me for 25 minutes. And instead of, like, ignoring them being pissy in the back, I went right at them. Like, hey, guys, this is all funny. Like, you can laugh at this. He's not in the fucking room. Like, I'm going to be the one being taken to the camps, not you. You voted for him. And you would fall over just to suck his fucking dick. And I'm talking to the fully shaven fucking banker men, or the guy who, like, is a contractor who's also probably, like, a landlord and thinks that fucking Trump's not coming in and trying to buy all of his shit too and take it for the government. I don't know. I guess we could get to some government talk. I mean, we'll stick to this. I'm not gonna go, we've all seen the news. It's not good out there. I mean, ICE is in Chicago less, but now they're fucking up Minneapolis. And it's, like, not to be the fucking, hey, what about us? But, like, if we had the same energy when we were in Chicago, or when they were in Chicago, we might have nipped the shit in the bud before they got up there. Like, everybody's psyched that they're showing up to protest with guns now, when we were told that we were supposed to be fucking, like, nothing but kids glove with these fucking people, and we're supposed to fall over ourselves thanking J.B. Pritzker for, like, saying mean things to Trump when his fucking state cops are out there beating people at Broadview. Like, we're supposed to, like, be falling over ourselves to, like, thank these fucking bullshit Democratic governors who are doing nothing but, like, saying shit. And we're like, yes, queen, we fucking got it. And now people are, like, showing up to, like, protest with guns in Minneapolis, which is good. Like, you have to police the police, and, like, that's what the Second Amendment's for. But, like, I honestly don't know if fucking more untrained, like, because we know that ICE isn't trained well. I mean, they fucking shot Renee Good right in her fucking face 3 times for no reason. Just because he was scared of getting dragged by a car when she was obviously trying to go around him. Like, duh. Do we think more guns in that situation is going to fix it? Like, we're sounding like we're like, hey, a good guy with a gun is the only way to beat a bad guy with a gun. Which, sure, I believe that the only way out of this is going to be fucking lining up everybody who's in Congress. I don't care what color they stick with. I don't care which one of them you are a fan club of. I don't care which one of, like, those fucking sellouts you, like, they used to be a bartender, and now they're just a hot lady in Congress. She's not going to be the change. Bernie Sanders isn't the change. He wasn't going to be the change. He's been in the Senate for, like, 1,000 years. If he was going to be anything of the change, he would have done it by now. All 435 of them. That is correct, right? Yeah, I think it's 435. All 435 of them need to be lined up. And it just, like, guillotines got unlimited bullets, you know? Just take them out. The cabinet, all of them. That's the only fucking heads of Facebook. Like, it's dangerous to start down that road because, like, hey, when they're making lists, we have our own list. And whose list is the right list? You know what I mean? Like, it's a dangerous slippery slope. But I don't know. Put me in charge of it. I think I'd be able to do it. And I'll give it back. I don't want to be Supreme Leader. I'll just see the transformation. I'll give it back. I'll die the hero. I'm not going to live long enough to be the fucking kill me to take back democracy. I would love that. But yeah, I don't know. Like, it's just like we're taking our eye off the ball. We think that, like, all of these little things, like, we need to impeach Trump. Like, he's been impeached once. Not, like, super official, but, like, he became president again afterwards. He's a multi-time felon who, like, has lost rape cases, and he's president still. He's on a list, like, he's pictured with one of the biggest sex traffickers in the world that we've caught so far, and he's still, you think that, like, voting is going to be our way out of this? Huh? When they own the numbers? Like, the people who fucking, like, every single aspect of our government is propped up to save these capitalists, and you're like, well, we need to vote for the blue one because they're going to be the ones that, like, do capitalism. But no, we need to fucking hard reset and do it. Like, we need to get rid of them. Because I hate to break it to you guys. Like, I know that everybody likes dropping Orwell right now, but, like, this is the most Orwellian it's ever been, and not in the way that you think it is. Because if you've read the fucking book, the thing that I hate most about, like, quote-unquote smart liberal people is, like, they've read something enough times to, like, quote it in a way where it seems like they know what's going on, if that makes sense. Like, 1984, everybody wants to be like, it's 1984, they're changing facts out here. It's like, yeah, but, like, that's kind of what the government's been doing forever. Like, that's the role of the media, is to, like, they call it programming for a reason. Like, it's, they want to send a message that they want you to hear it a certain way. That's what he wrote 1984 based off of. Like, you can't be like, it's becoming Orwellian. He, like, science, I'm doing a hammered history thing on Ray Bradbury. Kind of a dirtbag, Ray Bradbury. But I think it was, like, a contrarian dirtbag. Come to the hammered history thing tomorrow at Lincoln Lodge if you want to know my actual thoughts about it. Because he, like, died in 2012 when it was cool to be, like, an independent contrarian. I think he'd probably be back on our side by now. But, like, from, like, the research I've done on him, I don't know him personally. From one Ray to another. It's a good cup holder. But no, like, he said that science, like, fantasy is something that's not real. Science fiction is based off of something in the real world and extrapolating it. And that's what 1984 was extrapolating it down the line. It's not, we're not in a fucking, we're not in 1984 yet, but we're building on it. Because if you remember the backstory of 1984, which most of you don't, there was Emmanuel Goldstein, and then there's Big Brother. They used to be, like, together and pals and, like, helping run everything, you know? Like Donald Trump inviting all the Democrats to his fucking birthday parties. I mean, all the people that he fucked kids with, you know, Bill, Hillary, all of them. He was at, like, he donated to the Obama campaign. I'm sure he was friends with Diddy, another fucking, a sexual abuser that told us to vote. Let's not forget that part of all the Epstein shit, too. Diddy told us to go vote for Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. It's on our side, too. But, like, again, reframing of facts, we forget the vote or die situation, you know? But like we fucking like we're like yes, Donald Trump's a bad person, but we're putting everything on him when it's the system that's the problem. And that's what they did with Emmanuel Goldstein, is they put all of the fucking blame on him. That's why they have the 3 minutes hate or whatever it is in there where they show his face and you just get angry and you boo it and you can channel all your frustration into it. So you're okay with fucking Palantir having all of your information and fucking the TV watching you while you watch it, or your fucking phone listening to every single thing you do and creating an algorithm just to keep you happy. Like... we're taking the eye off the, like, we're falling for what they say actually happened and how there's a power grab. Like, we're going to trick ourselves once fucking Trump tries to run for a third term, because he's going to do it. Then the Democrats are going to put up fucking Obama, and we're going to be like, hey, at least our good guy is going to get a third term. And then Barack Hussein Obama is going to be fucking Big Brother, and we're going to still live in a police state run by AI bots. Like, all of that shit's not going away. You think getting rid of Donald Trump is going to stop the machinations that have been going on since, like, once we toppled Nazi Germany and then brought a lot of Nazi scientists back here and put Nazi regime security members in charge of, like, Western Germany because they were the only ones who knew how to run a security state? Like, what? Like, it was like, hey, we got rid of fucking Hitler, now everything's good. It's like, no, what about, like, the whole bunch of people that actually super believed in what he said? Are they still in high governmental offices? What about the ones that supported him in the U.S.? Like, yeah, we had to fucking, but, like, anything else, there were probably, like, in the fucking, I was watching the Ken Burns documentary of all of the fucking loyalists to the king who were like, yeah, no, we're still loyal to the king. And then, like, the U.S. starts, and, like, all of the loyalists, we need to fold them in, but, like, they're still loyal to the goddamn, like, those people don't just go away unless you do something to make them go away or give them a better opportunity. And, like, we don't do that. We're just like, hey, we won, so our shitty system, let's fold these fucking people who hate us into the system. Like, no, they need to be, like, they need to be sequestered. They need to be made sure not to fucking breed and have the ability to tell people what to do. But that's also not freedom. So, I mean, freedom, things are going to be fucking weird and get sticky like this. But that's also why we have the freedom to fucking shoot them in the face. So, I don't know. Like, it's one of those, like, we're making it worse by, like, saying that we know things. And I put a post up about it on Threads about, like, how I'm sick of having to Google how to say Fahrenheit or how to spell Fahrenheit when I want to sound well-read. Like, I'm as guilty as anybody else. Like, there's a fucking, on TikTok, there's a video of them blending the chorus from, or, like, the bridge to Feeling This by Blink-182, and they do it a cappella, and it blends it all, and you're like, oh, this is incredible, this is great, like, I fall for it too, and they put it up on the state-owned TikTok that we're all supposed to, like, put all of our stupid posts out and train AI on. Like, it's an endless fucking snake eating its tail. There's not really a way out except for through, and we're all pretending that, like, we have the answer. And, like, how to fix this fucking shit show, because we're all uncomfortable with the idea that it just needs to stop. No, I don't think we need to kill ourselves. Like, I mean, that's one way out. But, like, the other way out is kill all the problem, you know? And we know who the problem is. It's all these fucking nerds that are running Facebook, Instagram, YouTube that this is on, fucking... Bill Gates is buying up all the farmland now that, like, Trump has made it so fucking farmers can't exist. Like, I wonder what that's all about. You know? Like, let's not be so fucking short-sighted. Like, yeah, Bill Gates killed mosquitoes in Africa, and we're supposed to cape for him because he donates to fucking mosquito nets, and he thinks that everybody should be a Democrat. But, like, he's also buying up all the farmland. What is that all about? I don't know. Maybe the fucking control of who makes the food is kind of important. They can give us genetic seeds and he's that we can't even reuse because of copyright reasons. What the fuck are we talking about? And that's like what we're fighting against. And that's, to me, that's funny. I don't know. Maybe that's like a long little spiel that you didn't need to know, and it might be like a bummer at the end of this podcast, but I don't know. That's what we're doing. That's where we're at. Like, wouldn't it be better to know where you're at than to like pretend that voting for AOC is going to fix it? Like someone yesterday told me that, like, well, Nancy Pelosi tried. It's like, fuck Nancy Pelosi. She's even more, like, just because she's, like, a strong, independent woman who has, like, has control in the government and, like, has, like, navigated her way through it. Like, I guess that's the point of feminism, is to have evil women as well who don't have to, like, be good. But we also don't need them to be, like, an example. Like, do you know who else was, like, supposed to be a fucking, like, girl boss to, like, run the world? Is Hillary Clinton. And, like, she's been married to a sex offender the whole time, when fucking 10 years ago I was supposed to be like, no, Bill, we need to ignore this shit. Like, we need to ignore all of the allegations against Bill because it would get in the way of fucking Hillary being president. And it's like, well, that's not how this works. We're supposed to be the fucking good guys. Let's act like it from time to time. It's tough being a good guy. I get it. My life would be so much easier if I could just be a grifter. You know? Like, I couldn't... Nothing against people who do roast battle, but, like, there's a roast battle tournament, and it's like, hey, keep your Thursdays open during this window. And it's like, well, I already have gigs in most of those Thursdays. Like, I'm too successful for the grift because I've actually worked hard at this? Like, I'm better at roasting every single person. But, like, I'm in the room, and I'm in the fucking... Like, you know what I mean? Like, it sucks so bad being so much better. Like, yes, I can do what you're doing. I just don't want to fucking... I don't want to be good at what you're good at. Like, you're good at the easy way out. I'd much rather do my fucking dates. Tomorrow, 1:22, Hammered History. That's at the Lincoln Lodge at 7:30. 1:28, I have an apartment show. 1:29, I'm on My Buddy's Live. It's an open mic, but, like, they have people come up and do 2 5-minute sets if you're booked for it. Very weird, very different, but I'm excited to see how it goes. Comedy Clubhouse on the 30th. I'm headlining a show on Valentine's Day, 2:14, While You're Actually Funny, at Surge Billiards. Come to it. Buy tickets. It'd be super cool if you came to Chicago for that show. I always enjoy doing that room. Marcos runs a very good show. It's got a super cool, like, trivia twist to it right before the headliner. That, like, you would think, like, and I earnestly mean this, you would think that it kills the momentum of the show, but I've been proven wrong so many times that it doesn't, and it actually makes the show better. Then I'm doing, like, a little Milwaukee weekend at the end of February. That'll be super fun. I'm going to tack on another thing. I'm going to wait to announce that, but I'm working with somebody I used to work for. There might be a fun little showcase situation happening in Waukesha, in the greater Milwaukee area, like a nice little intimate show that we can fit some people in. Maybe we'll use it to raise money for something that the people of Waukesha would hate, like gay people or something fun, or like Muslims. Maybe I'll make it a donation show for that guy, for the legal fees of that guy that ran those people over in the Christmas parade. I don't think that he got, like, a real trial. He did it. Obviously, he did it. Don't run people over at a parade. It was a tragedy. I mean, don't kill 13 people or whatever it was, obviously. But also, like, he shouldn't have been able to, like, defend himself. Like, they should have, like, that should be an insanity plea right off the rip. But I don't know. The books are open, as, like, a Wisconsin comic once said and made me really mad. The books should always be open, you fucking idiot. People don't know who you are. But I don't know. This has almost been an hour. This has been cool. I'm glad to be back. Sorry if this was a little bit of a bummer, but I think you guys get the idea of what's going on here. The world kind of sucks right now, and maybe we'll make fun of it a little bit, but that's my State of the Union. I'm sticking to it. I don't know. I'm blanking on the line that I wanted to do. I'm a stitch away from making it and a scar from falling apart, you know? But shout out Fall Out Boy, shout out you, for your patience always with this podcast. Hopefully this will be more regular since I have to do content and I have to take this more seriously. But I appreciate you. Shout out from everybody here at Raycorp. We love you. Bye.